If you have your Bibles, I'm going to be just real brief. Brother Jimmy gave me 5 minutes. Amen. I want you to look in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah has returned with many of the nation of Israel with a job to do to rebuild the wall. And I want to pull a passage out of there that relates, I think, to what these brave men and women that you saw on the platform here a while ago represent and their sacrifice and service of this nation. And we're on the radio today, and we would like to send greetings to all the veterans in the radio audience and our deepest sincere appreciation and prayers to all the veterans who listen to this broadcast from Benson Grove Baptist Church. In the book of Nehemiah chapter 4, I want to begin reading with verse number 11. And our adversary said, "They shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease." And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, "From all places whence ye return unto us, they will be upon you." Therefore I set in the lower places behind the wall, in the higher places I even set the people after their families, and with their swords and their spears and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, "Be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, for your sons, for your daughters, for your wives, and for your house." Here is an admonition from Nehemiah. They had a great work to do, and there is assembled a group of people, and he said, "You are to be our defenders." And America's military has been the defender of the American people and of this way of life. Wherever our American military has gone to defend us, we leave behind us free people. We leave behind us schools and hospitals and churches. The American military are not aggressors. They are liberators. They are those who have defended us with their lives, and those carnations you see represent those who've given their lives, and millions more who've served this country in like manner. I want to call your attention to 4 or 5 things just briefly here in this passage of Scripture, and for our admonition this morning, also for the recognition of our military personnel with us today. Notice, if you would, please, first of all, in verse 14, "And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid." I want to say to you, this represents to me the courage of the soldiers. Some years back, when we were traveling in the Philippines, I saw a statement enshrined by Douglas MacArthur. And he made this statement on the plaque that I saw in the Philippines: "Courage is not the absence of fear, but the fulfillment of duty in the presence of fear." And our military has represented that for all these years. These young men and women who have served this country and defended our country have gone in great peril to their life, not always without fear, but always with great courage. And we want to say thank you to our military for the courage you had to leave your homes, to leave your family, and to serve your God and your country. And thank you for your courage. Then notice, if you will, also in that same verse, he said this to them: "Be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord." And I want to say especially to those of you who are here today in this service with us, I want to thank you not only for your faithfulness to our country, but for your love for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's He who's protected you and protected all of us through you. And I want to say, remember the Lord today. Our nation needs to remember our motto, and that is, "In God we trust." God is our refuge. He's a very present help in a time of need. And that great confidence we have as a country doesn't come just from the fact that we have noble people, dedicated people, people who are willing to sacrifice and give their lives, but through the divine providence of a holy God who I believe has blessed this nation above all the nations of the earth. We need to look to Him now and trust Him more than ever, and do remember the Lord. And for those of our military who listen to this radio broadcast and our men and women who are in the building who are currently serving, I want to say thank you and be assured that we'll pray for you while you serve our country and you defend our freedoms. And we pray that God's richest blessing will be on you. And we'd encourage you to remember the Lord. And then further in this passage of scripture, he said this to them, be not afraid, remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren and for your sons and for your daughters and for your wives and for your houses. Here I see the cause of our great military, and that is that they fight to defend their brethren, their wives, their children, and their countrymen. What a cause that is. And I thank you, those of you who are here present, and all those who are in the radio audience, for having fulfilled that great cause of defending this nation. Thank you so much for doing that for us. And by God's grace, we pray that we, if called upon, would also be there to help and defend you in your times of difficulty and problem. A little further down, notice what it says here. He says they were to fight. And regardless of all, as Brother Jimmy said a while ago, the beautiful flags and the pageantry of military parades. And the bottom line is this. There are men and women who have died in the fight of freedom. It's a fight, and it's not over yet. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and we still have a fight to fight. There is a cause, and it's labor, and it's painful, and it's difficult. And I want to say thank you to all of our military personnel, and for those who are serving currently and those who served in the past, for the fight that you have fought so valiantly, and we pray that God would continue to bless you in that. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And may we never forget that there is a very difficult life, a demanding life, a life of great stress and trouble, physically, mentally, and emotionally, for all those who serve our country. And please don't ever forget to remember them in your prayers as they fight the good fight for this country and for the Lord Jesus Christ. I make one other comment this morning, and I'll be through. Brother Stacy, a while ago, quoted this verse, read some of this verse. But I want to turn over to the book of 2 Timothy and chapter number 4 and listen to what the Apostle Paul says here. Chapter 4, verse 6, he said this, I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but in all them that love his appearing. Let me say, I noticed here in this passage of scripture, the courage of the soldier and the confidence of the soldier and the cause of the soldier and the conflict. But in this passage of scripture, I note the crown of a soldier. Out in the display, you'll see some of our men and women, medals and awards that they receive from our country. And that's right. We ought to do that. It's been my privilege to go in and out of the Veterans Hospital in Fayetteville and in Durham on many occasions. I try to speak to every veteran I see. Every time I see someone with a military emblem or a hat in any public place, I've made it my habit, especially in these last several years, to approach them and greet them and to give them honor. That's the crowning. That's our congratulations to them. We give them our crowns now. When they are gone and in heaven, they'll not be able to hear your applause. They'll not be able to hear your gratitude. I challenge you now to offer to the people who are here today and all those that you'll meet until Jesus comes, don't ever forget to congratulate them and to let them know how much you appreciate their service of this country. But let me say a word to our veterans and to our military personnel who are here. Some occasion not long ago, I had to leave during the morning service or just prior to the morning service. I saw as I left some firemen and some highway patrolmen, and I realized that God had put it in somebody's heart, the desire to defend this country, to take care of the highways, to be ready to come to the rescue of people by the roadside or who've had accidents. Their pay is not nearly sufficient for what they have to do. The danger that they face, they could never be rewarded for. And the same thing's true of our military. And I know that you surrendered to serve this country because of your love for family and your country. But also understand this, that God's ways are in all of our lives. And I do believe in God's divine providence. He put it in your heart to be willing to go and to leave your family and to sacrifice. And you did that willingly. And I'd say to you, just as surely as a man who surrenders to preach the gospel or go to the mission field, that if you did that and you've done that in God's leadership, then you do have a reward down the road. The Apostle Paul was a great preacher, and he said, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I don't say there's a special crown in glory for those of you who've served our country, but I do say that you have fulfilled God's will. And I do believe that if that was God's will for you, then there'll be a day that he'll say to you, well done, thou good and faithful servant, that you serve your God and you served your country at his bidding. And we at Benson Grove Baptist Church once again this morning want to say thank you and God bless you and God bless America. We love you. Thank the Lord for our military.